Shake me off, then, sir. Push me away, for I'll not leave you of my own accord.
Jane, I ever like your tone of voice. It still renews hope. It sounds so truthful. When I hear it, it carries me back a year. I forget that you have formed a new tie. But I am not a fool. Go.
Where must I go, sir?
Your own way, with the husband you have chosen.
Who's that?
You know, this St. John Rivers.
He is not my husband, nor ever will be. He does not love me, I do not love him. He loves, as he can love, and that is not as you love, a beautiful young lady called Rosamond. He wanted to marry me only because he thought I should make a suitable missionary's wife, which she would not have done. He is good and great, but severe, and for me, cold as an iceberg. He's not like you, sir. I am not happy at his side, nor near him, nor with him. He has no indulgence for me, no fondness. He sees nothing attractive in me, not even youth, only a few useful mental points. Then I must leave you, sir, to go to him? I shuddered involuntarily, and clung instinctively closer to my blind but beloved master. He smiled.
What, Jane? Is this true? Is such really the state of matters between you and Rivers?
Absolutely, sir. Oh, you need not be jealous. I wanted to tease you a little to make you less sad. I thought anger would be better than grief.